Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera Helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maysoon. I have a new claimant on the line, April Branch.
Okay.
Okay, I'll send her over. All right, thanks.
Thank you. Hello, April?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
It's good to hear.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. And you did not have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
It was October the 24th, I want to say. That's what I was saying. I think it was like October the 24th, 25th, one of them. But I want to say it was the 24th of October, 2018. I remember the year.
Okay. October 24th, 2018?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Oh, wow. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it an MRI, a CT scan, or both?
It was both.
Okay. And then what was your date of birth?
07/18/88.
And do you know of anyone else who was also injured after taking Depo?
No, not off the top. No. I mean, I know people that suffered from complications of it, but I don't know anyone else that went the actual had the same outcome and diagnosed as me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. And were you consuming the name brand injectable?
Yes. It was the Depo Provera.
Oh, the injectable was called Depo Provera?
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying, no, you said the Injecto, as far as what the medication that they use?
Yeah, the specific injectable, was it Depo Provera or Depo Sub-Q Provera?
Yeah, it was Depo Provera.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I barely could hear you. I'm trying to turn my phone up. It worked.
Okay. And did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within that 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes.
Okay. When did you first start using it?
I first started using it March of 2013. Yeah, March 2013.
Okay. And when did you stop?
I stopped using it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It could just be the year.
Yeah, I think I want to say 2014, because I only did it for a year.
Okay. For 1 year. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Was it 20? I'm sorry, because I want to say it was like it was no, there was it was a little bit longer than a year, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sorry, I'm just trying to think back.
Oh, that's okay.
Because when I got diagnosed with it, I was still using it. But even though I was having the symptoms, so I want to say it was like 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Because within that year, I was going back and forth to the doctor, and I was just telling, letting her know the complications that I was having with it. And then once I had my daughter, so I want to say it was like 2018.
Okay, so you started in 2013 and then you stopped around
Yeah,
2018?
around 2018.
Okay. 2018. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you. And I have your first name here as APRIL.
Yes.
Last name BRANCH.
Yes.
And what is your email address?
April718 Nicole NICOLE at iCloud.com.
Thank you. And then your cell phone number?
469-856-3970.
Thank you. And then your
Yes.
social?
632-01-7556. Yeah, because Dr. Tamika, yeah, I remember when she was, yeah, so it was probably, I went through it for a while, though, dealing with everything for a good 5, 6 years. It was so hard.
Oh, wow. Before they found out what was wrong?
Before we was able to just, because they couldn't really find out exactly what was wrong. We just knew that I was having complications. Like I started losing hair. I thought it was just like alopecia. But it wasn't, the alopecia, but they was treating it for alopecia. So I was dealing with a lot
Oh,
being
wow.
treated, for, yeah, so it was definitely.
Gosh, well, I'm so sorry you went through that.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Things happen. You don't never know when you're thinking you're doing the right thing. And I also start having fertility issues where now it's kind of like we're trying to conceive. It's not, as active.
Oh. Gosh. And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And your diagnosing doctor, do you remember your doctor's name and the facility?
Yes, the facility, I want to say the facility where I had my surgery at,
Yeah, where you were
or
diagnosed with
just,
the meningioma?
oh yes, so the facility was Baylor Hospital, and I want to say the doctor name, that's what I was trying to explain, I think his name was Edward Kerr, KERR, I remember that, yeah, I think his name was Edward.
Edward. And you.
KERR.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
And that was the, was it Baylor Scott Hospital?
It was Baylor Medical Center. It was the one that was located on Gaston. It was at the Baylor Medical Center.
Okay. Is it the one I see 3417 Gayston Avenue in Dallas, Texas?
Really know the exact address. I want to say it could be like 3500 Gaston Avenue. Was it 3500?
Oh, yes.
I know. I just know it was on Gaston Avenue in Dallas.
Yeah, you were right. It's 3500.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, wait. No. I just remember the, I don't think it was that one. I know they have a couple of them throughout the Metroplex.
Oh, I see. Okay. So this was your diagnosing doctor and diagnosing facility. And for your your treating doctor and treating facility, is it the same or was it a different doctor?
No, well my actual primary care doctor was Miss Tamika Perry. But where I got the diagnosis and the surgery and everything done was there at the hospital.
Okay. So the diagnosing doctor was Dr. Edward. And for your medical treatment, was that also Dr. Edward?
Yes, Dr. Edward. Yes, he performed the surgery.
Okay. And then your prescribing doctor, was that the Dr. Tamika?
Yes.
Tamika, was she at a different facility?
Yeah, she was at a different facility. She was at the WellMed Center.
Okay, the one on 3107 West Camp Wisdom Road?
Yes, I know it's on for Camp Wisdom Road, so I'm assuming that's the address. I just remember Camp Wisdom in Dallas, Texas. I remember her suite was suite 170.
Okay, yeah, that's this one. Right. And did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
Yes, it was the CVS pharmacy off of Wheeling Road. And Dallas, Texas also.
Wheeland, 2420 West Wheatland Road.
Uh-huh. 2420, you said?
Yes.
I think that's the address. Yeah, if it's off of Wheatland Road, because they don't have, if it's off Wheatland Road, near like the 75237 zip code, I want to say that's the address.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
Okay. So can you provide those by mail or electronically or both if needed?
Either, however way, they're, you know, if needed, that they need me to send them in.
Okay. All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, you could. 972-391-9433.
Does this person live with you?
We kind of, they're there every day, but no, they don't live with me.
Okay. Number, and what was your relationship to this person?
A friend.
Friend, and can I get their first and last name?
Ambria, A-M-B-R-E-Y-A, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
And do you have their email address or contact address?
You can do ambria.johnson@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And let me give you another phone number for her just in case you don't answer that one. 469. Mm-hmm. 267-5872.
Okay, thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes, DocuSign.
Yes, okay. Then I'm going to go ahead
and send me the link, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, yeah. Usually they'll send a link to the doc and we sign it.
Right. And can I also get your current home address?
Yes, 8613 Old Hickory Trail. And that's Dallas, Texas, 75237. And that's apartment number 2506.
Okay. Right. Then I just sent over those documents. You should have received a text message with that link, and I sent it to your email, too.
Okay, I just received the text message. But you want me to click on it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And the documents that, okay, so.
Yeah, there should.
These documents are, okay, I just got it.
Yeah, that's your retainer with the law firm.
Okay.
Okay, I just received that. And then I sent you a text as well for my direct line, just so you have my number with the attorney's information.
You just sent it over?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Not from the same. Okay, I haven't received that text message yet.
Yeah, this will be from a 949 area code, so that's my direct line you can reach me at.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Yeah, and then the attorney should be giving you a call soon to verify your information and tell you the next steps, but I did send you their number in case you missed their call or you had any other questions at all.
Okay, is that, oh, you said it's from a, I haven't received a text message before we hang up, just FYI. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Let me send it again.
And it was the 469-856-3970.
Yes.
Yeah.
970. Okay, I just sent it again. Did that one go through?
No, ma'am, I haven't received that one. Maybe they're both, their hour will come. Let me try to go out of my Texas and go back in. But I received that the download document, but I haven't received your information.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, I just sent that same text message. I sent it to your email with my number.
Okay.
Can you see if you received that one?
Yeah. Nope, I haven't seen. Let me go back in. Oh yes, I just received it. Okay. Yes, ma'am, I just received it from my Zoom.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then, did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am, that'll be good.
Okay.
Do you have anything else for me?
No, that's all.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
Of course, and thank you for your time. Have a good day.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye.